And the peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And thank you very much. If there's any parents of Bishop Carroll football players or any players from Bishop Carroll, want to say congratulations. Terrific game. You showed them how the sport is supposed to be played. I know last night after 5:30 Mass on my way home, the parking lot was full of cars and lights were on and it must have been having a big celebration. And then to end the evening, Notre Dame won their game and finished as number one. And this morning on the way here, I was listening to ESPN on the radio and some announcer had the audacity to say that really Notre Dame should be number four. I don't know what he was eating or drinking, but there was something wrong with him, really. A number of years ago, approximately 55 years ago, there was a young man in Richardton, North Dakota, that was ordained a deacon, a transitory deacon on his way to the priesthood. And he asked permission from his abbot and from the Bishop of Bismarck to delay his ordination into the priesthood. He said he was not ready. He wanted to take some time off. And he spent that time that he had off in New York and the surrounding areas. And he lived among the poor, the homeless, the people that were addicted to drugs and alcohol, and all the elements that go with that. And he lived in that area for a number of years. And after living in that environment, he came back to his abbot and he said, "Now I am ready to be ordained a priest." And from that founded one of the great charities that they have that that abbey sponsors. 50 years ago, another man who was a priest decided that he wanted to live in the barrels of New York City as well. And so he went and he lived there for 6 months. Again, amongst the poor, the homeless, the drug and the alcohol addicted people, all of those that were put down by society and the sick, and then he came back. And through that, he founded the Order of the Permanent Diaconate in the state of North Dakota, or in the Bismarck Diocese. Tremendous, these two men. Over 2,000 years ago, a man decided to leave heaven amongst all of the glory that he had in his father's house. And he came and he put on the rags of us humans and he lived among us. And today we celebrate the feast of Christ the King. He chose to live among us, his people. We are the children of Almighty God. And he loved us so much that he cured the sick. He made the lame walk, the blind to see, and he manifests himself every day on this altar of sacrifice, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the King. And once in a while, his subjects fall, you and I. We fall into sin. It's just part of us doing our life. But our King, Jesus Christ, loves us so much that he gives us the sacrament of reconciliation. And in that sacrament of reconciliation, he forgives us and he takes us once again into his kingdom. What a tremendous, tremendous blessing you and I have to have a king of that nature because he loves us. We read in history many, many times of the kings whose subjects did not obey and they were put to death. But not our king. Our king gives us new life through that sacrament of reconciliation, through his body and through his blood. He greets us every time we come into church and he says, "Welcome." And when he's not manifesting himself on this altar of sacrifice, he's in his temple, in the tabernacle, he stays. And we must ask ourselves, how often do I stop and visit my king? Is my king that important to me that I can stop and say, "Hi, how are you doing?" and tell him how we are doing. He welcomes us, just like he welcomed us today into this church to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass. A tremendous king, a tremendous God who loves his people. And so we see in that gospel reading this morning, the very last end of the gospel, it says, "So Pilate said to him, 'Then you are a king.' And Jesus answered, 'You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Do we take time? Do we take time daily to listen to the voice of Jesus, our King? What is he telling us? He tells us many things in the stillness of our heart. And he tells us the things that we need to know because he loves us. And he brings us closer and closer into his kingdom. And so today, as we come together as his subjects, as his people, as brothers and sisters in the family of Almighty God, our King. And I believe that we can ask ourselves three questions. I know I ask them to myself. And question number one is, what have I done for Jesus in the past? What have I done? What have I done? The question number two would be, what am I doing for Jesus in return? Right now, what am I doing for Jesus? And number three, what will I do for Jesus in the future? The future is ours. The future is ours to spend with Jesus, doing what we can by listening to his word, by attending to his sacrifice, and by manifesting to the world, to the nation, that Jesus Christ truly is our King. There is no one that takes his place or can ever take his place. May God bless you on your journey as you become more and more in love with our King, Jesus Christ the Lord.